This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Things are looking up. At 10 o'clock this morning, it's an Ask Me Anything with Vincent. This is just wow. Some of the questions. Are you going to say who's asking these questions, Bryn, or are you just going to let them?
Yeah, I'm going to mention their screen
names. You are. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because.
Why should I not?
Well,
maybe for some of them, I shouldn't.
One of them, I was thinking you shouldn't.
Just leave that off.
Get that person in trouble.
Well, I don't know. It's
funny.
Maybe
you
can say
it
afterwards.
Who is it? Why don't you just ask me now? I mean,
Got to save it for the show, Vinny. I mean, AAA doesn't want us to do it now. They want us to do it during the Ask Me Anything. 10 o'clock on the Alice973 Instagram. A haul of the delightful questions that you've sent in. Just wow. Vinny will be answering every single dingle thing.
And next week will be Sarah's turn, everyone.
Yep. I'll answer anything. Almost. I can't really think of anything I wouldn't answer, but seeing some of the crap that's coming for you, I'm like, uh-oh.
That's not that bad. I mean, you guys have answered questions.
You're right.
Before.
It's not. It's going to be fine. Oh, my God. It's going to be great. And plus, I mean, Vinny, you can just say no. You know?
Well, my problem, unfortunately, and it's been a lifelong problem, is that the look on my face gives me away every time. So, unfortunately... While I may be able to get away with the words through the microphone, if you're watching the Ask Me Anything, you're going to see the true answer.
Maybe you should have like a placard that says, you know, AMA or, you know, Ask Vinny Anything that you hold in front of your face between while he's asking the questions, and you can kind of arrange your features to look totally innocent. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. This is something that I volunteered for and can't wait to do it. So I'm excited, and it's going to be super fun.
Today, 10 o'clock, right after the show on the Alice973 Instagram, a live Q&A, Ask Me Anything with Vinny, brought to us by AAA Auto Insurance, with over 100 years of on-the-road auto experience. More at AAA.com. All right, everybody, kick back and relax. It's time for new music. It all comes out on Friday, a week and a half from now. We'll see if any of this stuff charted. There's some interesting stuff on here this week. First of all, Soul Asylum has a new record out. Didn't even know they were still around.
Turner's been sitting around in Minnesota waiting for his chance to launch a new album, and today's the day.
Maybe it's because he saw Winona Ryder recently on Stranger Things. He's like, I got to remind her about me. And the good times. Didn't they live in San Francisco together?
I don't know. And I don't even know. Was he a Minnesota guy or not?
Yeah. He's a Minneapolis dude. I mean, I'm sure he moved to L.A., right? Don't they all? Let's get the hell out of Minneapolis. Well, I guess Prince didn't. He still lived there-ish. Soul Asylum. This is their 12th album. So I guess they've been putting out these albums all along. They're best known for, you know, the one song, Runaway Train. Coming back. And I think they were flashing like the sides of milk cartons in that, right? It was all just like runaways and stuff. So, here it is. Big hit in the mid-90s. So now
they had a couple other hits, too. I don't remember the names. But they had a real minute.
They did,
and
for sure.
I'm curious if this is their comeback. Let's hear it.
Well, it's called Hurry Up and Wait, Soul Asylum's new record. Brinster, what did you grab for us?
Here is If I Told You.
First on this one. Let's see. I mean, it sounds like them, you know.
This is probably the lead up. Hold on.
I remember another one of their songs. It's not unpleasant. You know, that's fine. Summer of the Drug. Wasn't that one of their hits?
Summer of the Drug?
The summer turned to a teen in the late 70s in the summer of the drug. That's my Dave Perner impersonation.
I don't know, but I just pulled up his photos, and he was a pretty good-looking kid.
Bad hair. And, terrible hair.
Right, for sure, the bedhead dreaded thing he had going. Mm. But boy, time killed. They're just not nice to all of us.
What you have, like, recent pictures of him?
Oh, yeah, they're there. Just look. Oh, just pull up Dave Perner and hit images, and there he is.
I'm going to do that right now.
And seeing him young, you go, oh, he's pretty good looking.
Sure.
Seeing him old, he's like, wow, you're white and gain weight. And oof. And the road was not...
Well, the road isn't, it's not kind to anyone, really, is it?
The underside of your eyes.
Let's have, oh, boy. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, look how cute he was back. Oh, Jesus. Axl Rose is
a good-looking kid, though, right?
Axl Rose is like, yes! Oh, boy. Dude, he might have a worse neck than me.
I think we're both looking at the exact same photo.
Yeah, I think so. From Zimbio.com.
Does it say all in tickets behind him?
Yes, it does. It does. We're looking at the same one. I'm like, boy, that sucks, dude.
Yep. Oh, well.
Well,
anyway,
you know,
that song was fine. Is there another one?
Yeah, give us another one.
Here it is. All in
tickets. All right.
That's funny. Here is Dead
We're
Letter.
Such a-holes. Who ever would like this?
This is Dead Letter.
This sounds like Parsley Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. The book on the shelf. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. You know, it's all ruined for me now because I'm picturing that old dude singing it. I was picturing young, scuzzy Dave Perner singing it. Now it's like cleaned up old dude Dave Perner. Oh,
right.
Man, time is hard.
Well, you know what? You know why I looked that up? Because
why?
In my head, he is the old... I have the visual of him with the bedhead dreads. And he was a pretty good-looking kid, but you're right. He the thing going around at the time was to dress as scuzzy as you could.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just thought, I wonder if what he looks like now, if he got rid of the bedhead and
he
changed.
Has.
And yeah, time's been tough. Yeah. But look, it's no one is escaping that. It's not like I think I did.
No, no one's escaping it. It's true. Luckily, we didn't spend 30 years on the road. You know,
right.
That's, you know, to our credit, to our benefit. All right. Let's move on to the next thing here. Although that was amazing. Blame It on Baby by DaBaby. He's got a record out today. His guests include 1,000 people, Future, Quavo, Megan Thee Stallion, Roddy Ricch, Boogie with the Hoodie, Ashanti. You know, he used to call himself DaBaby Jesus.
Mm.
Like not DaJesus and not DaBaby, DaBaby Jesus. He's a Charlotte, North Carolina guy. This is the dude who you might remember punched a chick in the face, like, I don't know, 2 months ago because she had her camera phone's light on as she was taking. Remember, she sort of got her camera in front of his face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's like video footage of this. Wasn't it? Was this in a bar?
It was a nightclub, I think.
Through the crowd. And he was supposed to be doing a set there, sort of sorts. And then he, you know, after he punched the chick in the face and everyone started booing him, he left. But he's, you know, he's in some trouble for that. And he also had a
dude. It wasn't even her, right, who was holding the phone? I think it was
right.
Somebody else
somebody stuck it, like reached an arm out and stuck it, and he punched forward and punched some girl in the face. He also shot and killed a dude.
Mm.
Some 19-year-old shot in the abdomen and died soon after somewhere in North Carolina.
This guy's releasing an album right now?
Yeah.
He
got off on that. The most serious charges there were dropped in March of 2019. He said he acted in self-defense and, you know, they bought it.
All right.
And maybe he did. I don't know. He pleaded guilty to carrying a concealed weapon, which is just a misdemeanor. And so he's out. So here we go. Blame It on Baby by DaBaby. Jesus.
Here's Pickup.
Is this a hit?
I don't hate that.
I don't hate it.
I mean, there's way worse stuff we play, for sure.
So, I mean, like, the baby's going to be in the singles charts next week, right?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. Probably. Give me another one off of this.
This next one's called Rockstar with Roddy Ricch. You might know his name.
Sure. The Box.
The Box guy. Take his chin. Maybach SUV for my
refugee. Five blocks in the hood. Put money in the streets. There you go. That's we'll Blame It on Baby by DaBaby sounds like.
All right. More bragging.
What's that?
Just more bragging. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know why people want to listen to that, but okay.
Here's what I got. You don't got it. Take a look at what I got. Again, you don't have this. You got nothing.
Right.
There is a record out today from one of the guys in Radiohead. Everybody in Radiohead is working on solo side projects this year. This one is from Ed O'Brien. It's called, it's actually EOB is his solo name.
Is Ed their guitar player?
He is.
Okay.
This is his debut solo album, and it's called Earth. And I have not listened to this at all. So, Brittany, hit me with what, you know, I'm a huge Radiohead fan. So let's hear what Ed O'Brien of Radiohead is up
to. Here's Shangri-La.
I like that shaker coming in right there.
I know, that was neat.
And I like that little, you hear that little like whistly keyboard thing that sounds like doodle.
Okay, the real test for me will be what the next song sounds like.
Well, are we getting to a chorus here? I feel like that's a verse.
I feel like this is the chorus.
Yeah, I'm with you, Vinny. This is not, you know, I don't hate this, but let's see what else they got. Oh, bass just kicked in. Kick into the end of this song. Let's hear the end of this song.
Grab the whole song.
Oh, all right. No,
oh,
man,
boy. Jeez.
Just forget it. Forget
wow.
I asked. Jesus.
I can pull up the end as if.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. Please. I don't even care. All right. So.
here's the next song. Here's Brazil.
Brazil. It's pretty chill. Like, is there. Did you only grab those two? It's gentle. It's sweet.
Yeah, I probably won't.
Yeah. Although you could, it wouldn't cost you any extra. You
know? No, you're right.
What's that?
One more?
Yeah, is there something more, a little more rocking?
Here's one.
Okay, thanks. So that's EOB. That's Radiohead's guitar player, Ed O'Brien, his solo project called Earth. And now it's time for Fiona Apple's new record.
Oh, great.
Fetch the Bolt Cutters. This is a digital-only release. It's her fifth album, her first release in about 8 years. I don't remember why this came up. Maybe just she came up or something, but this is it. I have high hopes for this. You know, that first record is still in heavy rotation at my house.
Oh, I love her. Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah, here we go. Fetch the Bolt Cutters. What is the first song you've chosen?
Here
is
the title cut.
Okay, so it's jazz.
Well, it's spoken wordy. It feels like a beat club or something. Maybe Vaughn has something to say about it. Vaughn, are you there? No, you're not there.
I miss Vaughn.
I do too. I miss Vaughn and I miss Brandon. I miss a lot of people.
I've texted with Vaughn, though. Vaughn seems to be holding up okay. So that's
he did a live Instagram the other day that I watched.
What?
Yeah, he's. You
I
know,
missed it.
You got to be on Instagram all the live long day, Vin.
I just can't. You guys.
He wasn't on it though, right? Like he had the background going or something.
He
like
had
that?
The background going, but what then later, I kept checking back in on it to see if anyone was there, and eventually he was there. Maybe he was just talking, and someone else. He was split screen for a while. Anyway. Yeah, that's not my cup of tea. I want to hear her singing and playing piano. Is there any of that going on this record?
Oh, I didn't. Well, she is singing here and there, but all right, there's a lot of that. Hold on. Good women like you.
Oh, yes, okay. Not really what I was hoping for, but, you know.
I believe that's the quote from her record company. Huh. Not really what we were looking for. Where
we
are the hits at?
8 years, and this is what you came up with, huh?
Sheesh.
Man, that first record is so powerful. Like, I guess she just ran out of power after that. All right, do you want to... I left you a few with question marks here. Do you... Any of those...
I grabbed one of those.
Which one?
I also grabbed the Kelly one, if you want to do that one.
Oh, yeah. Let's start with the Kelly one. Kelly Clarkson has a new song. It's called I Dare You. She says it's her favorite project that she's ever worked on. Which, of course, she would. And even on this show, How Dare You is one of our taglines. So let's hear what I Dare You sounds like from Kelly Clarkson. You may not have the strength, but if you have a choice, So that's definitely analysis essential. I can already hear Jane saying, yep, that's in there.
That's Kelly Clarkson.
I don't know how that's her favorite one she ever worked on. I mean, come on, Walk Away. How
is
that not her favorite?
Amazing in this part. Trolls World Tour.
Oh, is she in the rock group? What is she in?
She's the country star.
Oh, is that so? Boy, she was like wailing during that one part, seemed like. She just has the most amazing voice. All right. So we had a couple here that you were going to take a look at, Brittany. Which one did you like?
Jeremy Zucker.
Oh, this guy used to be a snowboard instructor then. He was a whole ski mountain guy. He's from New Jersey, so I don't know which of the resorts he was at. But then,
the famous Jersey,
the
snowboarding
Jersey hills.
Yeah. Okay. Zucker was a snowboarding instructor, and
Jeremy
this is
Zucker.
Okay,
it's his first full length album. He produces all his own music. He actually, I guess they're saying he had a minor hit called "All the Kids Are Depressed." Have you been smiling? It seems like it's been too long. Some days I don't feel like trying. So this was a song that he had. Was it like a YouTube hit or something? I don't recall that one.
I don't know. I just pulled it just because it said that was the hot one.
All right, so Love Is Not Dying is the name of Jeremy Zucker's record. Was there anything else that you grabbed off of that? Or
here's Always I'll Care. I'll be
better than I was before. I like this.
Yeah,
this
I don't hate that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like
I
a really spare
to it, but
production.
It's not awful.
No, it's actually really cool, I think. All right, there you go. That's Jeremy Zucker, and that's going to do it for today's new music. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I've got some nerd news and some nonsense news.
All right.
To get you into your weekend after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.